The first time you hold a warm egg in your hand, fresh from the nesting box, you understand why people say chickens change you. It's not about the novelty. It's about the quiet satisfaction that something you cared for, fed, and protected is giving back in the most tangible way possible. But here's the part they don't always tell you. Keeping chickens isn't a set-it-and-forget-it hobby. You're not just tossing out some feed and walking away. You're choosing the right breeds for your climate and lifestyle. You're sticking to a feeding routine that keeps them healthy and productive. You're cleaning their coop so disease doesn't creep in. You're learning how to spot a sick bird before it's too late. Most people fall in love with the idea of fresh eggs, but the real commitment is in the day-to-day work. And that's where the difference is between a happy, productive flock and a struggling one. Every decision you make, from the moment you bring home your first chicks, shapes the kind of experience you'll have. If you've ever thought about raising backyard chickens, this isn't going to be a sugar-coated version. It's the real way it works, told by someone who's been there, through good seasons and bad. We're going to talk breeds, feeding schedules, coop cleaning, and keeping your flock healthy, without the fancy jargon or Instagram gloss. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave a comment. The next story might change your mind. Don't miss a single turn. Chapter 1. Choosing the right breeds. If you're starting from scratch, breed choice is the first decision that will shape your entire chicken keeping experience. It's not just about what looks pretty in the yard. It's about matching your birds to your goals, climate, and lifestyle. Pick the wrong type, and you might end up with birds that don't lay well, struggle in your weather, or give you more trouble than they're worth. Know your purpose. Start with one question. Why am I getting chickens? If your main goal is eggs, you'll want high production layers. If you also want meat, you'll look at dual-purpose breeds. If you're drawn to old, traditional breeds that might lay less but live longer and have unique personalities, you'll be looking at heritage varieties. Egg layers. Leghorns. Slim, active, and highly productive. Up to 300 white eggs a year. Not the friendliest, but they'll keep you stocked. Rhode Island Reds. Hardy and dependable, producing around 250 to 280 brown eggs a year. Good choice if you want a balance of productivity and resilience. Hybrids like ISA Browns or Golden Comets. Bred for high output, often 300 plus eggs per year, and they start laying young. Shorter lifespan, but excellent for beginners who want volume. Dual-purpose breeds. Plymouth Rocks. Calm, adaptable, and lay around 200 to 250 brown eggs a year, while also providing decent meat. Orpingtons. Gentle, large-bodied birds, laying about 180 to 200 eggs yearly. Great for families in colder climates. Australorps. Known for their glossy black feathers and record-breaking egg production in their prime. Heritage breeds. These include breeds like Wyandottes, Speckled Sussex, and Dominiques. They're beautiful, hardy, and have strong survival instincts. They won't outlay hybrids, but they bring genetic diversity and old-fashioned charm to a flock. Match to your climate. Some breeds thrive in heat, others in cold. If you live somewhere with harsh winters, choose cold-hardy birds with small combs, less frostbite risk, and heavier bodies like Australorps or Orpingtons. If your summers are brutal, go for breeds with large combs and lighter builds, like Leghorns or Andalusians, which handle heat better. Temperament matters. If you have kids or want birds you can handle easily, choose calm, friendly breeds like Buff Orpingtons, Barred Rocks, or Silkies. Avoid flighty, aggressive, or high-strung breeds if your space is small or you're new to poultry. Aggressive roosters can be a safety issue, especially in family yards. Where to source your chickens? You have three main options. Hatcheries. Reliable, can ship chicks to your local post office. Good for getting specific breeds. Local breeders, great for heritage or rare breeds. You can see the parent stock in person. Farm supply stores, convenient in spring, but breed selection may be limited and labeling can be wrong. Ask the right questions. When you buy, ask, how old are they? Have they been vaccinated? Are they sexed to avoid surprise roosters? Are they from a healthy flock with no recent illnesses? Expert insight. I always tell new keepers, don't choose a breed because it's trendy on Instagram, says Carla, a poultry breeder with 20 years experience. Choose a bird that will thrive where you live and give you what you want. Pretty feathers won't keep your fridge full. Scene: the first farm visit. The first time you walk into a breeder's yard or a small farm, it hits you. Chickens aren't all the same. Some will rush up to greet you, pecking curiously at your shoes. Others hang back, watching. Some are noisy, clucking constantly. Others move with a calm, steady rhythm. This is where your gut instinct kicks in. You see which birds you're drawn to, and which you know won't suit your space or patience level. Avoid common mistakes. Choosing only for looks, the prettiest birds aren't always the best layers. Ignoring climate adaptability. A heat-sensitive bird in Arizona will struggle. Starting with too many breeds, it's harder to manage different needs in one flock. Taking free birds without knowing their health history. A sick bird can wipe out your flock. Final takeaway: breed choice is your foundation. Get it right, and everything else, feeding, housing, health, will be easier. Get it wrong, and you'll be fighting an uphill battle from day one. Spend the extra time now to research, visit flocks, and talk to experienced keepers. Your future self and your breakfast table will thank you. Chapter 2: Setting up the feeding schedule. Once you've chosen your birds, what you feed them, and when will decide how well they lay, how healthy they stay, and how long they live. Chickens are creatures of habit. If you keep them on a consistent schedule, they'll reward you with better production and fewer health issues. Break that rhythm too often, and you'll see it in their eggs and their behavior. Feed for the right life stage. Chickens need different nutrition at different ages. You can't feed a chick the same as a full-grown hen. Starter feed. High protein, 18 to 20%. Finely ground and medicated or unmedicated depending on your approach to coccidiosis prevention. Feed from day 1 until about 6 weeks old. Grower feed, slightly lower protein, 16 to 18%. Fed from 6 weeks until your pullets start laying, usually around 18 to 20 weeks. Layer feed, lower protein 16%, but higher calcium for strong eggshells. Only start layer feed after your hens lay their first egg. Too much calcium too early can damage young kidneys. Consistency is key. Feed your birds at the same time every day. Most keepers do two main feedings, morning and late afternoon, with access to fresh water all day. Some prefer free choice feeding, where feed is always available. But that works best if you have rodent-proof feeders and aren't worried about waste. Morning feeding sets their energy for the day. Evening feeding ensures they go to roost with full crops, helping them stay warm overnight, especially in colder climates. Water matters more than you think. A chicken can go without feed for a short time and survive. Without water, you'll have sick or dead birds quickly. Keep water clean, cool, and always available. In winter, use heated waterers to prevent freezing. In summer, shade your waterers to keep the temperature down and encourage drinking. Free-range versus confinement feeding. If your flock free-ranges, they'll eat bugs, grass, and seeds, but you still need to provide balanced feed. Think of foraging as a supplement, not a replacement. Confinement feeding means they rely entirely on what you give them, so the quality of your feed is even more critical. Seasonal adjustments. Winter. Birds burn more calories staying warm. Add a bit of cracked corn in the evening for extra energy. Summer. Focus on hydration. Offer frozen fruits or veggies as cooling treats. Avoid too much corn, which generates heat during digestion. Molt. When they shed feathers and stop laying, increase protein to help regrow feathers. Expert insight. Your feed bill is the price of your eggs, says Tom, a longtime poultry keeper. You can't cut corners here and expect your birds to thrive. Cheap feed might keep them alive, but it won't keep them healthy. Scene: morning routine. It's early. The yard is quiet except for the soft clucks from the coop. You open the door, and the hens spill out into the run, stretching their wings. You scoop feed into the trough. The sound of grain hitting metal gets their attention instantly. Heads bob, beaks dip, and for a few minutes, the only noise is the steady rhythm of pecking. You check the waterer, dump the murky leftovers, and refill it with clean, fresh water. It's a simple ritual, but it sets the tone for the whole day. Avoid common feeding mistakes. Starting layer feed too early damages young birds. Letting feeders run empty disrupts laying cycles. Using dirty water leads to disease and reduced intake. Feeding only scraps, unbalanced diets cause health issues. Final takeaway: feed and water are the basics, but done right, they're also your most powerful tools for keeping birds healthy and productive. Treat your feeding schedule as non-negotiable, and your flock will repay you every single day. Chapter 3: Establishing a coop cleaning routine. A dirty coop isn't just unpleasant. It's dangerous. Chickens spend a third of their lives inside it, and poor sanitation is one of the fastest ways to bring disease, pests, and stress into your flock. The smell is the first thing people think about, but the real issue is ammonia from droppings, which can damage their respiratory systems. The fix? A cleaning routine you stick to, no matter what. Choose the right bedding. Your bedding choice affects smell, moisture control, and cleaning frequency. Pine shavings. Affordable, absorbent, and easy to find. Replace every 1 to 2 weeks or when soiled. Straw. Holds warmth well but can trap moisture if not changed often. Better for cold climates, but you'll need to stay on top of it. Sand. Works like kitty litter. Sift out droppings daily, and it stays dry longer. Good for hot, dry climates. Hemp bedding. Expensive but highly absorbent and compostable. Can last longer between cleanings. Avoid cedar shavings. The oils can harm chickens' respiratory systems. Pick your cleaning method. There are two main approaches to coop maintenance. Regular cleaning. Remove all bedding weekly or biweekly, scrub floors, and replace with fresh bedding. Best for small coops. Deep litter method. Add fresh bedding on top of droppings instead of removing it, allowing composting inside the coop. Clean out fully 1 to 2 times a year. Works well in large, well-ventilated coops, especially in cold climates. Ventilation is non-negotiable. Even the cleanest coop will have ammonia buildup if air isn't moving. Install vents near the roof to let warm, moist air escape while keeping the coop draft-free at bird level. Monthly maintenance checklist. Remove and replace all bedding, unless deep litter method is in use. Scrub roost bars to remove droppings. Wash feeders and waterers with hot, soapy water. Check for signs of mites or lice in cracks and corners. Inspect nest boxes for broken eggs or soiled bedding. Expert insight. Cleaning the coop isn't the fun part of chicken keeping, but it's the cheapest insurance you'll ever buy, says Maria, a homesteader with 15 years' experience. I've seen people lose entire flocks to respiratory illness that could have been avoided with a broom and a bucket. Scene: Saturday deep clean day. It's mid-morning, the sun is up, and the hens are scratching in the run while you work. You shovel out the old bedding, a mix of dry shavings and compacted droppings. A little dust rises into the air, and the smell reminds you why this job matters. Once the coop is empty, you scrub down the floor with warm water and vinegar, rinse it, and let it dry in the sun. Fresh pine shavings go in, soft and clean. By the time the hens wander back in, the coop smells like a woodshop instead of a barnyard. Avoid common cleaning mistakes. Letting bedding get damp. Moisture breeds bacteria and parasites. Skipping ventilation. Closed coops trap ammonia. Using bleach in enclosed spaces. Fumes harm birds. Ignoring roost bars. Droppings there are a major ammonia source. Final takeaway. A clean coop is more than comfort. It's the foundation of flock health. Whether you clean weekly or manage deep litter, make it a habit. Your birds will breathe easier, lay better, and live longer. Chapter 4: Managing Health Checks. Healthy chickens don't just happen. They stay healthy because you notice problems before they spiral into flock-wide issues. A bird can go from fine to critical in a matter of hours, so routine checks are your first line of defense. Build a weekly health routine. Pick one day a week to do a quick hands-on inspection of each bird. Look for bright, clear eyes, no discharge or swelling. Comb and wattles that are full-colored and smooth. Clean nostrils, free of mucus. Feathers that are shiny and intact. Legs and feet without swelling, scabs, or injuries. A body that feels neither too thin nor bloated. Handle each bird gently but firmly. Chickens might not love it, but regular handling makes checks easier over time. Watch their behavior. Changes in behavior are often the first sign something's wrong. A normally active bird stays in a corner. A hen stops eating or drinking. They isolate themselves from the flock. Egg production drops suddenly. These are red flags that warrant a closer look. Parasite control. External parasites like mites and lice cause itching, feather loss, and stress. Check under wings and around the vent for tiny crawling dots or egg clusters at the feather base. Internal parasites like worms can be spotted through signs such as weight loss, diarrhea, or pale combs. Control methods include regular coop cleaning, already covered in Chapter 3, using food-grade diatomaceous earth in dust baths, strategic worming if recommended by a vet, vaccinations and preventative care. Depending on your area, certain poultry vaccines are recommended, especially for Marek's disease. Some hatcheries provide them before shipment. If you're sourcing locally, ask breeders what's been given. Preventative care also means controlling rodents, keeping feed covered, and maintaining clean water. Signs you need a vet: labored breathing or wheezing, sudden inability to stand or walk, persistent diarrhea or blood and droppings, severe injury or predator attack wounds. It's worth finding a poultry-savvy vet before you have an emergency. Not all vets treat chickens, and in a crisis, time matters. Expert insight: by the time you see a chicken is sick, it's often been unwell for a while, says Dr. Hines, a poultry veterinarian. Routine checks mean you catch things when they're still easy to treat. Scene: the midweek spot check. You kneel in the grass, holding your calmest hen, her warm weight resting in your hands. You tilt her slightly to check her underside, parting feathers to look for mites. She makes a soft, questioning cluck. Her eyes are bright, comb firm and red. A quick check of her feet shows no swelling. You set her down, and she walks off, pausing only to grab a grasshopper on the way. A few minutes per bird, and your flock's health stays on track. Avoid common health mistakes. Ignoring small changes in behavior. Skipping hands-on checks because birds look fine. Overusing antibiotics without a vet's advice. Not quarantining new birds before adding them to the flock. Final takeaway: healthy flocks don't happen by luck. They happen because you notice problems early and act fast. A weekly health check is simple, takes minutes, and can save you from heartbreak and costly losses.